guess you guys were like, what was all that noise about? Sorry, you guys, if that audio was kind of jacked up, because it was. That was Rob Zombie, by the way. And the name of the song was The Great American Nightmare. And depending on who you like, The Great American Nightmare could be April Ryan or Donald Trump. I don't know. But anyway, hello, you guys. My name is Lisa, and welcome to The Lisa Effect. You can find me here every Thursday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, right here on blogtalkradio.com. And I'm found, I don't know, all over the place. So just type in The Lisa Effect, A-F-F-E-C, and you will find me on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and all of that good stuff. And I do have a blog. So what's up, you guys? Today's date is Thursday, July 19th, 2018. I'm not going to keep you guys long. Hey, what's up, Charles? What's up, what's up? I'm not going to keep you guys long because I was just here on Monday, you know, and everything like that. So this will be a really brief show. Oh, thank you, Charles. Oh, Charles says it's good to hear my voice. Yes. I have somewhat of an irritating voice, but I'm glad you like it. Yeah, so, you know me, I love to run my mouth and all that kind of stuff, so I'm going to run my mouth a little bit today. Like I said, I'm not going to keep you guys too long. If you guys want to call in, because I am also simulcast on YouTube, and I'm on Blog Talk Radio at the same time. But if you actually want to call in and talk to me, my number is area code 347-996-51 on your keypad if you want to talk to me. And my chat room is open on YouTube. So there you go, you guys. There you go. Hope you guys have had a good weekend so far. My week has been good. It's been really, really good. I can't complain. What am I doing tomorrow? Tomorrow I'm meeting one of my friends. We're going to go to the movies tomorrow. We're going to see, what's that, Skyscraper? Yeah, I was going to say Cliffhanger. That, what, The Rock? What is he called? Is it Dwayne Johnson or The Rock? Which one? Anyway, we're seeing that movie, you know, because she thinks he's really, really cute. I'm watching the movie for the action. She's watching it because she thinks it's cute. So there you go. He's not ugly, but he just doesn't do it for me, you know. But anyway, then on Saturday, I'm supposed to go to the movies again. I'm supposed to be going to the movies with my sister and her boyfriend. We are going to watch, of course, The Equalizer Part 2. Come on now, you know I'm going to see Denzel on opening week. Oh, my God, I love the first one. And to be honest with you, I think the second one might be even better than the first. So we'll see. And then after that, we're supposed to go get sushi. So, yeah. And Sunday, nothing. Probably just, like, chill out. So that's my weekend plan. We'll see if it happens. No, you know how things change and stuff like that. But, yeah, so we shall see. So anyway, you guys, let's just get to it real quick. Which one? I guess we'll deal with Russia first, right? What do you say, Charles? Russia made Trump win the election. It's possible. Uh-oh, I sound like Donald Trump, right? Oh, you wish you were watching The Equalizer with me. Ah, yes, Charles, I am going there tomorrow, so it should be good. So we shall see. Russia, Russia, Russia. Do you guys care? Here, let's be totally honest. Do you really care about this Russia thing? Or do you care more about your paycheck? I'm just saying, you know. Actually, I didn't tell you guys last week. We had a couple of layoffs at my job, you know, so that always makes people a little shaky. You understand what I'm saying? So I don't know. I think as far as people I know and people I work with, Russia or their paycheck. You understand what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying? It's kind of like I said before, I'm getting so sick and tired of this Russian investigation. I really thought by this time Trump would be impeached or somebody, you know, one of his sons would be in prison by now. I mean, that's what I thought. You know what I'm saying? It's like first they investigated son number one. He ain't in prison yet, right? As far as I know, he's not in prison, okay? Then they investigated son number two. He's not in prison yet, and okay. And I haven't heard of anything else about it, right, about his son. Then remember Trump's personal lawyer. Remember that guy? He was investigated. Remember, didn't they, like, ransack his office or something? Haven't heard from him since, you know, so I don't know what's going on with that. Then the next thing you know, there's Stormy Daniels. You know Stormy, the porn star. What's going on with that case? I do know, I think the judge put a hold on it or something like that. So far, nothing with that. Whatever happened to Trump? Remember, the media was like, Trump won't reveal his taxes. Well, they're not even talking about that anymore. So are his taxes, were they important? Were they not important? You know what I mean? It's like this flip-flop stuff. It's like, come on now. It's like, God. Oh, and then remember they tried to go after his oldest daughter. Remember? So far, nothing. And his son-in-law, remember? So far, nothing. So how long is this going to last? And not only that, I'm assuming taxpayers, like I said before, are we paying for these investigations that so far, I mean, they're leading nowhere. It's like, come on now. What do you say, Charles? No one is going to prison. Money rules the world. Yeah, but when it comes to stuff like this, you know, okay, just like with Richard Nixon. Now, Richard Nixon could have went to prison. The only thing that stopped him from going to prison was Gerald Ford. Because remember how Richard Nixon, he resigned, so Gerald Ford became president. And if I'm not mistaken, I think Gerald Ford was kind of reluctant. You know what I mean? Like, oh, you know, okay, I'm president now. And the only reason why Nixon didn't go to prison is because Gerald Ford is like, you know what, the American public was dealing with Watergate for so long. Do we want to go through another process of courts and stuff? So what he did was he was like, let's just forget it. You know what I mean? Richard Nixon resigned. He's a disgrace. Let's keep the party moving. You know what I'm saying? So it's just crazy, you guys. It's like, wow. The Republicans, Charles said, the Republicans running the show. Is it the Republicans running the show or Trump? Trump. You know, it's like, it is like he has the White House on lock, right? It's like freaking Godfather status, right? Everybody's afraid of Trump, it seems like, you know? It is crazy. But, yeah, I don't know. I'm telling you, I don't know if in another year, if none of these key people are put in prison, the Democrats are going to have to do a lot of explaining to do. You understand what I'm saying? Because you can't do investigations for over 2 years. Trump doesn't get impeached. None of his relatives get impeached. But you keep saying there was all this wrongdoing. And so far, you have produced absolutely nothing. You cannot do that without having consequences. And those consequences may be, like I said, Donald Trump getting a second term. Because it's like, this is just getting ridiculous, you know. Oh, yeah, Charles. Don't forget about Pence. I totally forgot that man existed. This man has the easiest job in the world, right? Didn't you guys forget we had a vice president? What did he do? What did he do? What, was he traveling anyway? You know what I mean? Because remember when Obama was president, you know, we had Joe Biden, right? I never forgot Joe Biden was vice president, you know, but Pence, it's like, oh, God, the easiest job. What's up, Van Digital? Glad to see you in the chat. Yeah, so I don't know, you guys. It's like, And then, you know how he's mad, I talked about it on Monday, how he met with Putin and everything like that, and so far from Monday up until today, the media is still talking about it. You know, they want Trump, I guess, to change his views. Trump, how old is Trump? Isn't he 72 years old? When you get to be 72 years old, you are not changing, okay? It seems like we always want to, you know, we always think that he's going to apologize or something like, whoa, maybe I went too far. Sorry, Trump don't roll like that, and we should know this by now. Come on. How many times is the media going to keep day in and day out? Trump says this, Trump says that, da, 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 da. Okay, but what's going on with the economy, though? Does anybody know? Because to be honest, I don't. What's going on with the economy? What's going on with the stock market? What's going on with the unemployment rate? I have no idea because we just keep talking about Donald Trump, the man. You know what I mean? I mean, damn, what's going on? Shit, I mean, God, this is not, I mean, this is no joke. You know, the media is treating this like this is a joke. This is no joke. Like, damn, gets on my nerves. And one that gets on my nerves, I'm so sick and tired of that damn April Ryan. If you guys don't know who April Ryan is, well, you guys know usually every day the White House does the press briefing with Sarah Huckabee Sanders. You know, she takes questions from the press and everything like that. And you have April Ryan. April Ryan is a 50-year-old black woman who's a journalist. She's been doing this for over 20 years. April. Oh, my God. Yesterday was another ghetto press conference. I call it ghetto because I tune in to the press briefings and everything like that, but don't learn that much, you know, because it's kind of like some of the questions that are asked, they're like, what are you talking, you know what I mean? And April Ryan, it's like, what is she talking about? You know what? I'm going to play a clip of her real quick. Guy, you know what? I had three clips already ready. One of them isn't working, you know. Probably April jinxed it. You know what I mean? I had some good ones, too, especially from yesterday. April wild out yesterday, you guys. I'm going to play this one clip. This clip is from a few months ago. Here, let me. Okay, y'all. Sorry, YouTube, you're not going to be able to hear this, but it'll be quick. I think this clip is like almost 3 minutes long. You know, I may cut it shorter than that. But okay, let's see if this will play. Let's listen to April. See what's up. Oh, my God, it's not playing, you mother freak, April. It's not
playing. Believe
God.
That was a situation of two
wait.
Men with chips on their shoulders wanting to fight.
Okay, who flushed their toilet?
That's what that's up.
I remember that. I bet you guys are like, what is Lisa doing? Sorry, you guys. Oh, God, I got to tell you about that toilet flush story one of these days. That was funny as hell. Oh, God, now. Oh, damn, April. Hold up, y'all. Cut. You just want me to cut. Oh, look at the staple thing that he's playing. Hold on. Híjole, man. Damn. Anyway, oh, April's not playing. Anyway, freaking April. Okay, first of all, I talked about April back in April. Anyway, you know how the White House were talking about, talking about the athletes taking a knee and everything like that. And then April... some other guy was going to ask a question, and she just cut him off and stuff, and she said something like, well, you should be ready, you know, or something. I'm like, God, seriously? It's like that, April? It's like, oh, my goodness. Girl, it's like, what's going on with you? Yesterday, was yesterday one of the worst? I don't know. Can you hear me, Charles? Charles is like, what is Lisa doing? I hope you can hear me. Let me see if you guys can hear me. Let's see. I have my air on. Sorry, y'all. I ain't turning off this air. Shoot. Hot as hell. Yeah, I'm trying to see if you got... oh, okay, Charles can hear me. Okay, good. But yeah, April, bless her heart, she was acting like a crybaby yesterday during the press briefing. Oh, it was so... I'm sorry, I was embarrassed. She was like, first of all, I think she cut somebody off or something like that. And then she goes to Sarah Huckabee Sanders. She goes, oh, so you're just going to ignore me. Oh, okay, okay. You're not taking my question. Okay, okay. And then Sarah's like, well, damn. You know, you sit up here and cut off another reporter so you can wild out, you know? April, girl, what's wrong with you? I mean, I dealt with this situation a few months ago. I don't understand. I mean, of course, there are other reporters in the room. You know, they be getting on my nerves and stuff, but they kind of stick to the topic at hand. You know, April, she don't be sticking too much with the topic at hand. You know what I'm saying? She's like, they'll be talking about one topic, and then she goes, okay, so what are you going to do with black-on-black crime? It's like, wait? You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's like, what are you talking about? You know, then it's like, oh, you don't want to address it? Is it? It's like, girl, stop. You know? It's like, come on. It's like, no, April, always wilding out, acting a fool, and it's embarrassing. You guys, she's on YouTube. If you don't believe me, check her out yourself, and you will see the other reporters kind of sniggering, giggling, laughing at her. It's embarrassing. I don't know if April does it because she's 50. I'm not saying she's old, okay? But I'm just saying, is she trying to stay relevant? Because if you look at the press briefing, you know, you got a lot of young reporters there. So I don't know if she wilds out like this to, you know, get attention, stay relevant. You know, I don't know what homegirl is doing, but she needs to quit with these temper tantrums. She's acting like a baby, and she's 50 years old. Sarah Sanders, hello, April. Please, I hope you're listening. Sarah Sanders is never going to give you the answer you want, okay? You hate Trump, okay? She works for Trump. So she's not going to give you the answer you're looking for. Every answer that she gives you, you're not going to like it. God, I don't get this, you know? To be honest with you, I think she's better. What is it, Van Digital said? She forgot all about April Ryan. I know, but I think that's why she wilds out. You know, I mean, God rest her soul. I miss Gwen Ifill. Oh, I miss Gwen Ifill so much. Whatever happened to these sophisticated black journalists? Whatever. I'm sorry. You know what I mean? I don't get it. I think April is better at doing commentary. You know what I mean? Like, she'll go on CNN and do commentary. I think she's good at that because her emotions take over and it's like she just can't take it. I understand you hate Trump. I get it. Hell. But you got a job to do at the same time, honey. You know? It's like, and then, oh, you're going to ignore me. Or, like, oh my God, you freaking baby. It's like, wow. And hey, don't get me wrong. Other journalists have gone toe-to-toe with Sarah. They've gone, honey, please, they've gone toe-to-toe, but this one right here, and she used to do the same thing with Spicer. Remember Homeboy that came before Sarah? Oh, my God, it's like April, come on now. Yeah, I think she's better doing a little TV gig, you know, doing something like Van Johnson is doing. The squirrel, Like I said, they could be talking about trade, then she'll say something about the inner city. It's like, what? You know, and first of all, she keeps trying to address some black issues, which is fine. Please address them. But she does it, how can I explain it, when people's attention is elsewhere? You understand what I'm saying? And not only that, it's like, okay, you want to address it with Trump, but are you addressing it with the local officials in the inner city? Because that's where it begins. It doesn't begin with the White House. It begins with the inner city and the city officials there. You understand what I mean? So why don't you wild out with them? Why don't you go to the south side of Chicago and start wilding out with these city officials? How's that? What about Rahm Emanuel? He's a Democrat, right? So, you know, he's over Chicago, right? Why don't you wild out at his office to see what happens? Get on my freaking nerves with this. My God, dog it. And it's frustrating. It really is. Her emotional outburst. It's like, God, stop it. Ooh, I'm sorry. Just tacky. You guys, please check her out from yesterday. She was tacky as hell, acting like a baby. And Sarah don't care. She's like, sweetheart, I'm white and I'm rich, and I work at the White House. So you can pout all you want, but you know your ass will be coming back here tomorrow. Right? I mean, please, please, give me a break. With her little, ooh, I'm sorry, she be getting on my last nerve. You know how it feels, it's like, dang, you know, you have people like her, they have these good jobs, stuff like that. It's like, girl, why don't you move over? Let me take care of your job for a day. You understand what I mean? Shit, please. Would you say Charles April can't stay focused? No, she can't stay focused. That's why I think she's is better on these opinion pieces. I think that she would be better suited for that. Cause she don't. I'm sorry, she don't have what it takes. Cause you see how Sarah Sanders, you know, she be getting upset. You know, Sarah be getting upset, but you know, she be acting like a smart ass though when she gets upset. You know what I mean? She be, you know, making all these little sarcastic remarks, you know, and then the reporters get mad at her. You know what I mean? It's like with April. Jeez, man. Oh. Some, ooh, I almost said some. April needs, ooh. We know what April needs. Hey. Hey, April, tell me this. What is the economy looking like? You know what I mean? I bet you she couldn't tell us. What's that unemployment rate looking like? Please. You know what I heard today? In the media, they said as of today, the front runner for the Democratic Party is Joe Biden. What? Joe Biden, you know? And then Trump said, that's great. He said, what did he say? He said, it's horrible. He said Joe Biden was a three-time loser. I was like, wow. And he said something to the effect, Obama had to pick him out of the gutter to make him VP. I was like, damn. I'm like, where does Trump get these? Man, Trump, he be playing the dozens, doesn't he? I'm like, he be chopping people down. I'm like, come on. So what'd you say, Charles? You know what April needs. Yeah. It's like, What'd you say, Van Digital? This reminds me of when Old Dirty Bastard yelled out Wu-Tang is for the children at the award show some years back. You know what? It seems like I vaguely remember that years ago. Oh, good. Hell, at least when Kanye blurted out, Bush don't like black people. You know, at least he made that iconic. You know, that's legendary. You know, that's going down in history. But April Wallen now, that ain't going down nowhere. You know what I'm saying? It's like April. Anyway, y'all, that's actually all I have to say tonight. I told you it was going to be a short show because, like I said, I already said a lot on Monday. If you guys didn't listen Monday, check it out on Monday because I was like, what the hell is Donald Trump talking about? Okay. I was like, what is Donald Trump talking about? So check out the replay of my show on Monday. Oh, God. Well, what did you say, Charles Slavery was a choice? Oh, Kanye. Bless his heart. Why is Kanye, how's he doing? Does anybody know? You know, because I'm going to be honest with you, I did feel a little nervous for him when Jay-Z and Beyonce, remember they dropped that album over the weekend? Oh, remember that Nas album came out, what, a month ago? Remember? It came out on a Friday. Everybody was happy, you know, and everything like that. And then in 24 hours, boom, Beyonce dropped an album. And, oh, the rest is history. And I was really fearful for Kanye because, you know, Kanye was the producer of the Nas album. And people were really looking forward to that album. First of all, the Nas fans were looking forward to it. And not only that, Kanye produced it. So everybody's like, ooh, let's see. Man, that album had like 24 hours. And the rest is history. Beyonce and Jay-Z took it over. It's like, wow. Charles says, records ain't selling Kanye West. Oh, Kanye. Damn, bro. Some crazy stuff. But anyway, you guys, like I said, I'm not going to be long, so I'm going to let you guys go. I hope you guys enjoy your weekend. Like I said, you know, if my plans go through. Dang, I'm gonna be watching 2 movies. Yeah, it should be fun. Though. I'm looking forward. I'm really looking forward to it because one of my friends that I'm gonna meet on Friday, she's a trip. So yeah, so we're gonna have a good time tomorrow. So yeah, and then you know, hanging out with my sister and her boyfriend. You know, that's always fun. So yeah. So it is going to be a good weekend for me, and I hope it's going to be a good weekend for you guys. Enjoy. I'll be back, like I said, I'll be back next Thursday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, if not sooner. Like I said, it kind of always depends on what Trump is doing. Look, I'm talking about the media always following Trump. I'm following him, too, right? But anyway, yeah, you guys. So have a great weekend. Enjoy this sunshine, you guys. I know out here in Southern California, you know, good weather. It should be good weather everywhere, right? Not by now. It should be good weather. So you guys take care. Have a great weekend. And, yeah, I'll see you guys soon. You guys take care. Bye.